So the learning today should be a schosi l'nishmas Adir Chaver Chaim Elazar ben Shem Shinarye, as well as a schosi l'nishmas of Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Zion. Should also be a schos for Refuah Shleima of Chaim Moshe Shub ben Malka Chaim Dov ben Rachel Chanalei b'Shein d'Rachel and Abedati ben Peril, as well as a schos for all those in Makam Sakana and those risking their lives to protect it. So we last time we talked about in terms of Galus, we're on page 375. We talked about the challenges of living in a Christian country, where they were very intolerant from a religious perspective. And also, they were also, they would permit certain behaviors that promoted znus, the way people dressed, the way people, the types of behaviors, mishkav zachar, things like that, that people were okay with. So he's talking about those and also not allowing people to grow beards. Again, intolerance and also promiscuity. Now he's going to contrast that with the Malchus of Yishmael. And the one thing to keep in mind, which I'll repeat at the end, is that whereas this was true in his day, it's somewhat flipped nowadays. We're technically in a, I guess you'd call us a Christian country, right? Oh, there is a belief in God, technically, from the founding fathers. We're all religious people. Although nowadays it's probably much less so, separation of church and state, but we have much more freedom of religion here than we would say if we lived in Iran or Iraq. But again, going back, going with his example, the idea is still the right idea, the proper place to live. So he says like this, Lo'ichem b'machas Yishmael. It's not the same way in the countries ruled by Yishmael. Shadegel ha'Torah terum karna. There, the banner of Torah can be raised safely. Al-pi ha'Torah yachnu v'al-pi. So, by the way, I will just mention in passing, if you look at Jewish history, in the beginning, the Sfardim were the ones that were getting the boot, right? You had Spain, Portugal, but then they came around the Mediterranean on the bottom. And when they ended up in the Arabic countries, for the most part, things were pretty calm until whatever, let's say 50, 60 years ago. It was the exact opposite for the Ashkenazim. The Ashkenazim, after Sfard, obviously they went through Tachvatat in Poland. And then obviously they went through the Holocaust and until, you know, they expanded and left and went to America and went to UK, so different countries. But for the most part, Yishmael was much more tolerant in those days. And that's because of things that are written in the Quran about being respectful of Jewish religion, because they do believe that we share the same God. Okay, so he says like this. He says, the Chachamim and the community leaders have the ability to put people in their place. Again, this was, does Beis Din have the ability in the place where you are to enforce halacha? And if they don't, then that's not a place where you should look to live. And therefore, in the Malchei Yishmael, so the Beis Din existed. They had the ability to judge Klal Yisrael based on halacha. V'hem gedurim ba'arayos. They're strict regarding arayos, v'kapdei tuva aznus, and matters of znus. They are still pretty strict with this stuff. V'gidol azakon, chashav etzlam, growing a beard is obviously not a problem. It's something that they do themselves. Afalpi, sheyesh katzas galus. So even though there's some aspects of galus, some of the trial and tribulation, sheyesh nachri makesh ivri be'evenoi be'egroif, it could happen that sometimes you'll have a pogrom where they'll pick up and fight us. U'machbidim ulam b'misim varnoinis, or put a heavy burden of taxes, or try to accuse us of some sort of evil, like being colonizers of stealing their land. And the rulers of the land will sometimes hit us unlawfully, but lock people up for no reason, frightening them. So these do exist. At the end of the day, you're in Galus. So you are subjected to this. Al kopanim ya galusa li Yisrael. It's better for Klai Yisrael shemitoichach heim ma'unim u'medukim. Through Galus and through becoming oppressed and being broken, v'noisim einayim klapi ma'ilu. What do? When we realize that we have no one to help us, so what do? We turn to Shemayim. And we shavdim aslibam la'avim shavah Shemayim. Kedarkan shal Yisrael shenim shalu la'ayala. This is the way of Klai Yisrael comparable to a gazelle. He's going to tell us what the Medrash says. I can't speak to this if this from a scientific perspective is true today. But the Medrash says that Ma'ayala eni yachol lelid ashavan nachash v'noishach es rachma. That a gazelle, the womb, the birth canal is too small for the baby, for the fetus to fit through. And so the gazelle would bend down, a snake would bite the canal and cause it to expand. Kach Yisrael, but again, that's from the Medrash. Kach Yisrael ein chayzim b'tshuva el al yidei melech kasha. So too, Klai Yisrael, when do we expand? So to speak, when do we prosper? When are we better off? When we are bitten by a nachash, a Gentile nachash. Ukvar amru paro upari hikriv. So there's a little bit of a play on words in Ufari Hikriv. It says Ufari Hikriv. This is by when he's surrounding them by the Yamsuf. So if I said to you, what's the subject of the word Hikriv? Who is it referring to? Got close. It's Parai. The play on the words is Kvar Amru Chazal say in the Medrash, Farai Hikriv is Shehikriv Eis Yisrael Avim Shvashmayim. When Paro caused that Hikriv, that Chai Yisrael became close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the same idea. V'amru G'doyla HaSoras Tabas Sheheisr HaChashverosh V'nasam L'Haman. Greater was the removal of HaChashverosh's ring when he gave it to Haman. Yois HaMe Arbaim U'shmon HaNeviyim B'shev HaNeviyos. More than all the Musa that was said by the Neviyim, because none of them got Chai Yisrael to do tshuva to the same extent that Haman, HaChashverosh giving Haman the ring. And at that time, one of the reasons why Esther made the party with Haman is that Klal Yisrael thought, we have a man on the inside, we have Esther in the palace, so we don't have to fully commit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we have a way out, we see a way out. But when they saw that she was socializing with Haman, so now all of a sudden they got scared and they said, now we don't have anyone on our side. And at that point, they turned their hearts to Shemayim, Ein Lanu Ela Ata, and therefore they were able to get the schus that they needed to be saved. He says the same is going to come right before Mashiach. If Klai Yisrael does not do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu melech shegzeirais of kashim kahaman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to appoint the king whose decrees are going to be harsh like Haman, u'machzirin lemutav, that will cause Klai Yisrael to improve, u'miyad heim nigalim, and immediately the redemption will come. All right, let's pause here.